AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell.
I want y'all to get justice for my son, but don't do it like this here.
Freddie Gray's mother, Gloria Darden, saying no one should be rioting and looting in the name of her son. Parts of Baltimore have been in chaos, with rioting that began shortly after the funeral for the young black man who was fatally injured while in police custody. People have looted stores, set cars on fire, and thrown bricks and other objects at police. 15 officers said to be seriously hurt. On fire tonight, a community center under construction, which Pastor Dante Hickman says would have been an asset to the community.
My heart is obviously broken because somebody did not understand that we were for the community. Somebody didn't understand that we were working on behalf of the community to invest when nobody else would.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is offering help.
I have declared a state of emergency at the request of Baltimore City.
The mayor has declared a week-long daily curfew beginning Tuesday from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Baltimore public schools will be closed on Tuesday. A Napal police official says more than 4,300 bodies have so far been recovered after last week's massive earthquake that struck just outside the capital, Kathmandu. Ram Tamang, a Nepalese immigrant from New York, says his wife has injured family waiting for help.
They are trying to get helicopters to get the food or medicine for something, but there is not enough helicopters, and the roads are blocked, and they cannot go to any car or anything. They cannot bring anything up there.
Chicago resident Dean Tatoulis is glad to be back in the U.S. He was on a plane at the Kathmandu airport when the earthquake hit.
The plane was bouncing up and down. The front wheel was coming off of the pavement, and then the wings started flapping, kind of similar to a bird, and they were almost literally hitting the pavement.
This is AP Radio News. Opening statements were delivered in the Colorado theater shooting trial. Larry Trujillo's daughter was in that theater in 2012 when James Holmes killed 12 people and wounded 70. She survived. Trujillo says he'd be satisfied to see Holmes serve life in prison.
I don't believe the trial will do anything because there's a bigger judge after all this. So I would have loved to have seen him just get life in prison and move on with our lives. And I think it'd take a lot of heartache away. And again, that's easy for me to say because I have my daughter right now.
Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers pleaded with a jury Monday to spare his life, portraying him as a good kid who was led down the path to terrorism by his increasingly fanatical older brother. Corinthian Colleges canceled classes Monday and shut down all of its remaining 28 ground campuses. That displaced 16,000 students 2 weeks after the Education Department announced it was fining the for-profit institution for misrepresentation. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.